Now we're holding on Ayin Aleph Omid Bey's two lines from the bottom. We've been learning, so our Mishnah had described various cases where korbanos get mixed up with other animals. The first case was where they get mixed up with Yisurei Hana, with Chatois HaMeses or Shura Niskel. So the Mishnah said there's nothing you can do, you have to leave them all to die. So the Gemara has been discussing the question of that you have a Mishnah in Tmura that essentially says the same thing, that anything that's osir to the Mizbeach is osir in b'kol shehein. So what is our Mishnah adding? So what is our Mishnah adding to that? So first we said the difference is that the two Mishnayos are talking about respectively to bring us korbanos or to be mutter for a head yitz use. We said both Mishnayos are necessary. One of them teaches us that our Mishnah teaches us that it's also for korbanos. The one in Tmura teaches us that they're also bahana in general. They're not bottle, as the Gemara is going to discuss soon. Why indeed they're not bottle? And then on the other hand, we wouldn't know that that applies also to things that are not also bahana, such as the case of Reveya and Nirba and so forth. And then we also pointed out that our Mishnah tells us the takana of what to do if things that are not also bahana, but just also to bring us a korban, if they get mixed up with korbanos. So what we do, this whole business about leaving them to graze until they develop a mum and selling them and using the money, etc., for new korbanos of the same type, we wouldn't know that from the Mishnah in Tmura, and therefore we need our Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, So you're telling me then, so the Gemara says that the chiddush of our Mishnah is that even when the animals with which the korbanos got mixed up are also bahana to regular people, even then we don't say that that should be bottle. We just say that the whole thing, that all of them have to be left to die. So the question is, dehediat nami tonale. The question is, when we have things that are also lehediat, we also already have a Mishnah that states, and this time in Masechet Avodah Zarah, that states that such things are oiser b'kol shehein, that they aser the mixture that they're mixed into, no matter how small an amount is mixed in. So there are, Tosfos points out, there are many Mishnayos about that. The Gemara is going to pick one over here that lists a bunch of them back to back. Actually, this is also a Mishnah in, there's a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. It is also brought in Tmura. The Elu Asurin, the following things are Asur, the Osrin, the Chol Shehen, and they Asur, even if a small amount of them is mixed in to a much larger amount. And it starts listing, Yain Nesach, Babanus Kechavim, a little bit of Yain Nesach gets mixed into regular wine, one thing of Avodah Zarah gets mixed in with a bunch of others, a case that, for example, it brings in Avodah Zarah and another other places is, for example, where we're going to have it later on in our paragraph as well, is, for example, rings of Avodah Zarah. So these rings were used to decorate Avodah Zarah, or they were used as offerings to Avodah Zarah, whatever. So they're also bahana. And the Mishnah says that those things are, and it gives a list of a number of other things as well, which are oyster b'chol shehu. So we know that already, that when it's also lahediyah, then that when it's also for anybody to use, then it answers even if it's a tiny amount. So then we're back to the question, what is the chiddush of our Mishnah? And the answer is tzrichi, we still need our Mishnah as well. De'imei hosam, because if we only had the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, have amina lahediyah, you would say fine, where the loss is only for the hediyah. So like this, you have in that case, for example, you have a whole barrel of wine and one drop of Yain Nesach got mixed in. You're saying it's osur b'chol shehu. It's a problem. You have a loss, but the loss is to you as an individual person. Avol gavoya, but in our case, we're talking about that the korbanos that are designated for Hashem are going to be lost and have to left to die. Emaloi nafsidino l'cholu. So you would think that maybe we should not cause all of them to be destroyed. Maybe we should allow the Issur Hanah to be bottle, as the Gemara is going to next ask that indeed, why in all these cases is it not bottle? So we should say then that it's able to that it is in fact able to become bottle, and then therefore at least we would do like we did in the continuation of the Mishnah in the case of the things that are not also b'hanah. We said if you have a riveh b'nirba, all those other ones that are also for karbonis, for a mutter to a hediot, what do we say you do with the mixer? You leave them to graze until they develop a mum, and then they and then you sell them and you use the money for karbonis, etc. Maybe we should do the same thing even when they got mixed up with shoran niskal chatoris hamesis, because we don't want the value of the korban to be unnecessarily lost. So therefore our Mishnah needs to tell us that it's not so kulam yamusu, all of them have to be left to die. So that's the shita mukubetus teaches out in what Rashi is saying. We should say that it's botel b'roiv, and in that way a hediot will also be able to use them, because after all, if we want to sell them, means eventually a hediot has to be able to use them. So then we should be able to do that, and at least that way hektish won't lose out. It's true that the issur of them being korbanos is not going to be bottle. So the Gemara is not entertaining the idea that the issur should be bottle altogether, and we should be able to use animals from this mixture for korbanos. That surely not. But at least to say that hektish shouldn't lose out on the value of it, and that we should be able to eventually sell them and use the money for that. So maybe at least we should be able to do that. Therefore we need our Mishnah to tell us not so kolam yamusim. The Ime Hofa, on the other hand, if you had only our Mishnah, have Amina Hani Mili Kodshin, you would say on the contrary, you know why it doesn't work when it comes to Kodshin? Demois, because after all, it's disgusting that there was something mixed in over here, which is also Bahana, even to a Hediyah, a Shodan Niskol, a Chatoris Hamesis, and therefore, for that reason, we don't want to have, we don't want to have any kind of bittul, even bittul to the extent, as we're just saying, that it wouldn't even be to bring them as korbanos, just to use their value as korbanos. We could argue that it's so disgusting and so repulsive that we don't want to do that. I have a chulin, but when you have things of chulin mixed in with yisur hanah, deloy mois, you don't have that issue of mois. So if you have a little bit of Yain Nesach, or a little bit of Avodah Zarah, and the various other things that are listed in that Mishnah that got mixed in with things that are Mutter B'Hanah and Mutter the Hediyot, you would think then maybe it's not a problem. Eime Yisur HaNah lives to Liberuva, so maybe in fact the Yisur HaNah should be able to be Botel B'Roiv. And therefore, at least a regular person should be able to use them. And again, that would allow us to leave them to graze till they develop a mum, etc. So tzricha, therefore, in fact, we need both mishnayos. Our Mishnah tells us that as far as using them for kodshim, and the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah tells us as far as using them for hediyot, in both cases, an issur hanah got mixed in with other things in a situation where it's not going to be able to be bottle. As now we're going to start discussing in the next piece of Gemara, then it's indeed not bottle, and the whole thing is also hanah. And in the case of korbanos, it's also to the extent that you can't even leave them until they develop a mum, etc. The Chayk Nosan actually points out, wait a minute, what is the Gemara entertaining the possibility that if it weren't for the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, you would say when it comes to Chulin, it could work and it could be Botel B'Roiv. The whole point is, our Mishnah is saying that you can't leave the Chatois HaMesis or the Shoran Niskol together with the other animals to graze until they develop a mum. And after all, what would you do with them when they develop a mum? As we said, you would take them and sell them to a Hediyot so that he could use them for food or whatever he's going to use them for. And then you would use the money for Korbanos. The money itself is not necessarily Mos. So why is the Gemara even entertaining the possibility that such a thing might be possible if we only had our Mishnah, when our Mishnah clearly says, in the case of the Chatois HaMesis and all that, that they have to be left to die? So he says that because the fact that what the Gemara is saying is, still, you would say they are botel b'roiv. The reason why our Mishnah says yamusu kulam, because since to begin with they were kodshim, then you might come to be mevatel them even before they develop a mum. You might think, listen, if they can be botel later, why can't they be botel now? And you're going to think, and you're going to start being makriv some of these animals, and it's going to turn out that some of them were also b'hanah, and as we said, they're mois, it's disgusting to take such a thing and use it as a korban. So therefore, said the Chachamim, would make a takana, never mind leaving them to graze. We don't want to do that because you might mistakenly think that they're bottle before that even. But when you have cholin, where that when it's all cholin, where that whole consideration doesn't apply, then you would think that it could be bottle, and then therefore that's why therefore we need the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah to tell us that even then it's not bottle. In addition, there's another point that Achronim discussed, that the Gemara, the Tosfos had discussed at the beginning of the Perek yesterday. We had a very long Tosfos, which we only touched on a few points from it. One of the points Tosfos had said over there was, sometimes we can say that when we talk about the animals grazing, the question still is, if they're still where they were all this time, we touched on this yesterday, we have the problem of kavua. For kavua, kmetzal, metzadami, everything that's fixed in place is considered like 50-50. So in the case of our Mishnah, that's not such a problem, because, fine, you're talking about as far as the Chatoris HaMesis and all, that anyway, the whole thing is also Bahana, and when you're talking about the Yereveya, the Nirba, and the rest of them, anyway, they're mutter to a Hedyot in the first place. In any case, in the course of that discussion, Tosfos brings up the point that it's not just enough to have them graze until they develop a mum. You also need the rule called the potish meruba potish. You also need to move them around. Mishinu denaibi, as we talked about yesterday, you need them to move around, and then we're more able to say bittul. So therefore again we need to stress over here that it's not, therefore our Mishnah is only mentioning the grazing. Therefore we need the Mishnah and Avodah Zarah also to tell us that even if they were to be grazing and moved around, it's still not enough. So we need the Mishnah and Avodah Zarah as well. So it comes out, in short, we need all three Mishnayos on the topic. Our Mishnah tells us the point that these things, that these dinim apply to kodshim that are mixed up with cholin. When they're also bahana, the one in Tmura tells us about when korbanos are mixed up with things that are not also bahana to a hedyot, they're just also to bring as a korban. However, our Mishnah had said what you can do with them, that you can leave them to graze, whereas the Mishnah in Tmura had not said that, and we need to be saying that in either case they can't be bottle. From the Mishnah in Tmura, you would only know things that are also to bring it to the things that are also to bring as a korban. You wouldn't know things that are also lahedyot as we have in our Mishnah. And then the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah tells us in addition that again that for hedyot to use them are also which you wouldn't know from our Mishnah or the Mishnah in Tmura, because both of those are talking about when it comes to kodshim. So now the Gemara says, "B'niftalu b'ruba." Now all this time, so we're saying that none of this can be bottled, and therefore, in the case where they're mixed with Yisurei Hanah, then you have to leave them all to die. The question is, why indeed are they not bottled b'roi? Now Tosfos points out like this: what would we think? Why should they be bottled? Now the fact that they can be bottled b'roi on the face of it, there is a concept Rashi mentions, the Gemara mentions in various places, that the fact that we go according to roi is daraisa. The fact that it says achrei rabban lahatos, that you have to follow the majority when it comes to beis din, we learn from that you follow the majority as far as other areas of halacha as well. So you have to have a roi of something, then you follow it. So now you do have various cases where things are not bottle beroiv. One of them is a case of beria, a complete creature. So Tosfos discusses over here that beria wouldn't be a factor over here because Tosfos points out Avram and Achai can be considered a beria. The Gemara calls it a beria and cholin. But over here, the problem is not Avram and Achai. The problem is that you have a chatas amesa, you have a shor on niskel, and therefore you're not on their also b'hana. But once you shech them, then the problem is not Avram and Achai anymore. Then the problem is that they're also b'hana. But at that point, they're not considered a beria anymore. Because a barrier would only be when they're alive. And then Tosfos goes on and discusses that and discusses points in that regard, what exactly is and isn't considered a barrier. And in any case, the point is, therefore, so it wouldn't be an issue of that. So the question is, why isn't it bottle beroiv? V'chitema chashivi v'loi bati. So you're going to answer, animals are very important, and therefore they're not bottle. Now, where the Gemara is going to quote now a Mishnah that says the definition of importance in this regard, the basic definition of important for this purpose is that things are sold by number. So yeah, many things are not sold by number, but rather by weight or other size like that. So those are not considered so choshen. But you have things that are sold specifically by number, those are considered much more choshen. So animals are often counted individually and then numbered. So therefore, so you would say that's a reason not to be mevatel them. The problem with that is, that would work according to the opinion, Rabbi Yochanan, which we're going to talk about on Omid Beis, which is that the rule is that what's not bottle, anything which is counted. Meaning like this, you have the Gemara is going to bring at the bottom of this Omid and continuing on to the next Omid a Mishnah from Masechta Orla that discusses. Something that's also banar in that particular case, Urla, or in that particular case, actually, Kalaya Karen. So the Mishnah is going to present a list of things that are counted and therefore are not bottle. Now, you have two different versions of what the Mishnah is saying. The Amoraim argued what the correct wording of the Mishnah is. The wording can be eshit, the wording can be kol shadauka limonis, anything which is regularly counted, and then we're saying that they're not bottle. Now kol shadauka limonis doesn't mean that every single time people sell them, they count them individually. Sometimes you may have a person sells a whole herd of animals, and they don't care about the specific number. But most of the time, it's not like that. Most of the time, you sell animals, and you sell them by individual number. So according to the version kol shadauka limonis, then fine, you can say that, as the Gemara is going to say, so hanich lamandam kol shadauka limonis shaninu, so that would work, because animals are not every single time sold by numbers. Sometimes you do sell them in the aggregate without counting them. So fine, in that case, then we can say that in our case over here, the animals could be bottles. So rather we're saying the other way around. What we're saying is that animals, many people do davka sell them by number, and kol shadavka limonis, anything which is sometimes sold by number or often sold by number, not bottle. Well, very well. These animals are often sold by number. Therefore, we can understand why our mission would be saying they're not bottle, and therefore, again, there are these sort of the Isurei Hanah mixed in, and therefore the whole thing is also. What are you going to say according to the opinion? That learns that the Mishnah in Urla is saying only the particular things that are always sold by number and nobody ever adds anything extra. Well then, in that case, animals are not in that category, because again, sometimes people do sell just a herd of animals without counting them. So then, ma'ikolamema, then what are you going to say? Why indeed should these animals of our Mishnah not be bottled? As far as Tosfos' point that the animals on the face of it should be considered beria, and therefore they shouldn't be bottled, So Shittim Kovetzes brings actually based on other Gemaras and Tosfos over there that another explanation is that the beria would be considered that from when it was created, from when it came into existence, it was already osur. First of all, it can mean that it never changes, which is similar to what Tosfos says. That, for example, Eiv Menachai, it's the same thing when the animal is alive and afterwards, as opposed to the animal before it was alive and now it's shechted. But another point is that beria may be considered only when it's also to begin with, from when it was first created, as opposed to the Shor HaNiskal was not also when it was first born. Later on in life, it gored and killed somebody, and therefore now it has to be stoned. And the same thing with the other Isurim, and the same thing with the Chatois Hamesis of our Mishnah. So based on all those considerations, we may well say that the animal is not considered a beria, so that's not a problem why it can't be bottle. But the question is, depending on the different versions of whether the fact is animals are often counted but not always, what does that mean in terms of their bittul? If we say that anything that's always counted is not bottle, animals are not always counted, only many times, so therefore why should they not be bottled? Ditznan, namely, what are we talking about? We learn a Mishnah in, now, Tosfos, by the way, points out, Tosfos actually has a long discussion about the point of it here. The fact is that we find the concept of chitcha ru'ui l'iskabed. We have, for example, a piece of meat which a person would show honor to his guests by serving it to them, and that's not batal. It has a chashivus by itself. The various things that we're going to talk about in our sugya are considered to have chashivus. So why should we say? Why shouldn't a shura niskal be in the same category? So Tosfos explains that the question is not so much from the shura niskal. The Chatois HaMesis, where that would apply to, now that concept of Chatois HaMesis applies to birds as well. Much of Masechta Kinyan, which the Gemara had quoted a few days ago, a number of Mishnayos from it, and explained them. So there you have many cases of Chatois being mixed up with other ones, and we often have to say that all of them are left to die. So the question is that a bird is not considered so Choshuv. Mela, an animal, would be considered Choshuv, but a brood, not necessarily. And then Tosfos goes in and explains the various cases that we're going to learn throughout our sugya, throughout the next couple of dafim, about the things that are not batal. We can explain each of them in a way that's choshuv enough by itself to not be batal. So the Tanan, we learn in a Mishnah in Urla. Mishahu lechavilek tiltan shol kelaya kerem. If a person had bundles of tiltan of kelaya kerem, tiltan is called in English fenugreek. It's also they also call it chilba. It's a spice. It's an herb. It has triangular shaped seeds, which is the word tiltan comes from the word tilta, which is the Aramaic word for three. So it has triangular shaped seeds. They use the seeds, and Rashi points out that the wood of it, the stems of it, also have the same flavor. They use them as a flavoring, as a spice. In particular, in Yemenite cooking, they use it a lot. So now though, it's an herb, and therefore, like any other herb or vegetable, if a person plants it near a vineyard, then the whole thing becomes also. It's kalaya kevin. So now a person has bundles of tiltan that were grown, the isser that were grown in a vineyard and now are also banos. Rashi explains over here that tiltan is considered particularly important because we're saying that the stems, the wood of it, has the same taste as the tree, as the fruit, that is to say the seeds. Rashi explains that it's more because it's used as a spice, and spices are not bottled because they're meant for their purpose. They give a flavor into a dish, and therefore they can't be so easily bottled. So in this case, the person has bundles of tiltan that are kalaya kerem. So the Mishnah says yidolku. They have to be set on fire. And kalaya kerem is also bahana, and the pasuk actually says, the pasuk uses the expression about kalaya kerem, pen tikdash hamaleya, that don't plant your vineyard as kalayim, because lest the maleya, the produce, become tukdash, then tikdash. The simple meaning of tikdash means becomes holy, and that means, in other words, basically becomes off limits. The word kodesh is sometimes used of something that's off limits, but we also darshin, Rashi points out, that the word tikdash is also darshin tukad esh. It should be burnt in fire. So we see that kalaya kerem has to be burnt. So now this person has bundles of tiltan of kalaya kerem, then he has to burn them. If those bundles become mixed up with others, and even those other bundles get mixed up with other ones, so now you have it's called trei rubi. You have a double roiv over here. You have the roiv that the one bundle of kelaya kerem fell into, got mixed up among originally, and then you have other ones that they got mixed up with, which also are a majority compared to the original ones. So now you have a double majority, and still we're saying that it's no good. That said, Tosfos talks about over here that here and in a number of other places in Shas we have this Mishnah brought, and then so should we have these words v'acheres v'acheres if the others got mixed up with the others? Tosfos Rabbi Natan says that it doesn't belong over there. It's not in fact in the Mishnah and it shouldn't be in the various places in the Gemara because. We're gonna have in a couple of days, Be'ez Hashem, we're gonna have on Daf Ayin Dalet, we're gonna have a discussion about this point, a bittul of one roiv in another roiv, and the Gemara is not gonna bring our Mishnah in that connection, is not gonna bring this Mishnah in that connection, so that implies that this Mishnah from Orla is not in fact using the words v'acheres v'acheres. In any case, the point, v'acherim v'acherim, whatever. So now you have this bundle of Tilton, which was also Bahana, got mixed up with other bundles. And fine, if we have the Gears of Achayim, Bahachayim, then it means even the other ones got mixed up with other ones. Whatever the case, the point is, Kulam Yidoku Divir Rameir, Rameir says all of them have to be burnt. Because it's also Bahana, and it asters, there's no bittle for it because it's considered so important because it's a spice or because the stem of it tastes like the fruit and therefore it shows that it has exceptional importance as a spice. Here also Tosfos discusses that, There are actually cases where there are isurim where we said that you are able at least to take the value of the thing that's also and throw it away and the rest of it becomes mutter. But whereas over here we're saying that it has to be burnt. So Tosfos discusses this reasons for distinctions why in one case we should say that and then why in one case we would say one and in the other we'd say the other. Shitamu Kubetzis further discusses it and says, why don't we say, for example, sell them to a guy minus the value of the Isser? So say, for example, this bundle of Tilton was worth $10. It got mixed up with 100 others, so you have 101 bundles. So fine, each bundle is worth $10. Sell them to a guy for $1,000, so you're throwing in the one for free, and then that's that. We find such things by Yainessa, for example. So Shitamu Kubetzis brings that you can't because then you have a problem that the goy may resell it to a yid. Whereas by Yainessa, a yid's not going to buy wine from goyim, so therefore that's not an issue. And you have other considerations as well. Again, why we can't just throw the value of it into the Yamamela as Tosfos discusses. There are Shitamu Kubetzis, by the way, brings up a point that sometimes you do have, for example, let's say you have Shitamu Kubetzis says, let's say for example you have a bunch of Goyish maids that are working for Jews, and you could divide it up among them, and they could eat it all on the spot. Then in fact it might be fine because then in fact the yid's not eating it. There's no concern they're going to be giving it to a yid. That's all a small amount that they can all eat at once. So such things might be allowed. He gives an example with pasta akum. You have bread that was baked by a goy, by a private goy without a yid being involved. It's not also bahana per se. Just the yid's not allowed to eat it. But then, for example, you could give it out to a bunch of goyish maids and they eat it on the spot. So getting back to the Gemara. So again, Rav Meir says that when you have these bundles of Tiltum that are mixed up with the other bundles, that all of them have to be burnt. You can't say that any of them are, you can't say we're mivatel them because they're considered choshev for the reasons that we discuss. The Chum say no, Yalu ba'echad ha'masayim, they can be bottle 1 in 200. The general rule about Orla and Kalai, various things, various Isurim, a bottle in different amounts, most Isurim, a bottle in 60, Kalai Kerem and Orla, you require 200 to be Mevatel. So we hear Yalu ba'echad ha'masayim, then you can be Mevatel them. Rashi points out, Truma is bottle in 100. The Gemara elsewhere learns it from Sukkim because Trumas Meiser is 1/100th of the crop, and we and then and record, and then the Pasuk calls it Mikdashoi, something that would be Makadish, something that would make off limits the rest of the crop. If it gets mixed back into it, in other words, if you designated Trumas Nicer and then it fell back in, it would ask for the whole thing. Why? Because it's 1 in 99. You have 1 of Trumas Nicer and 99 of Fulin, implying that if it's 100, then it can be bottle. When it comes to Ola and Kalaya Kerem, because they're also Osabana, so therefore we double the amount that's needed for Bittel, and therefore we say we need 200 to be Mivatel them. But once we do that, then we can be Mivatel them. The word Yalu literally means to lift it up. Rashi actually in Beitza, this Gemara is also brought at the beginning of Beitza in connection with the whole question of being Mivatel an egg that was laid on Yom Tov. So there the Gemara talks about Dovashi Yashlamaturin, that's not relevant over here, but anyway, so Rashi over there explains that Yalu actually means you lift it out, and you actually literally, you have to take one out of the mixture, and then you can say that maybe that one is the one that was actually also. The Rashba, another Rishonim, asked on Rashi that you don't actually need to do that by Orla, you do need to do that by Truma, so that you're not depriving the Kohenim of Truma, but you don't need to do that by Orla. So Yalu just means that's bottle. Anyway, the Chacham say this bundle of Tilton can be bottle 1 in 200. Now, the Mishnah continues, Shehoyer, a Meir Omer. Now, the Meir used to say, why am I saying that this bundle of Tilton is so osabana that it's going to ask for the whole mixture and you can't be mevatel at all? Because Rav Meir said kol shadalkali monos, anything that's regularly counted. Now again, we have, as we started saying on Amud Aleph, as the Gemara is going to quote soon, you have Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue what the correct version of the Mishnah is. When we say we hear kol shadalkali monos, that's Rish Lakish's version. So it would mean anything. So anything which is often counted but not exclusively. So some people will count it, some people will not, and kol shadalkali monos would mean that in that case it's not bottle, is what Rav Meir is saying. You have a different girsa that Achronim bring, that should be es shadalkali monos, which is in fact the way we have it in the Mishnayos in the Mishnayos in Orla. In that case, that would be according to the Yechelen's version. Anyway, so the Meir says kol or es shadalkali monos, things that are counted. Kol shadalkali monos means that it's often counted, but not exclusively. Es shadalkali monos would mean that it's always exclusively counted. So the Meir says mekadesh, then such things are making other things off limits and are making the whole mixture also. And then not bottle. Well, these bundles of Tilton are regularly sold by number, either regularly or exclusively according to the different version, and therefore they're not bottle. No, the only things that are making the rest holy, meaning off limits, the only things of Orla and Kelaya Kerem, that if they're mixed with others are making them also and impossible to mivatel, are only six things bovad. Rabbi Akiva says that there's seven. Rabbi Akiva basically agrees with the Chachamim, but he says there's one more that has to be added to the list. The Elohim, these are as follows. Egoze Perech, the first one is nuts of Perech. So Rashi over here and in various other places in Shas explains that Perech is the name of a place. Tosfos gives a different explanation and says that it means that the word perach means to break. It means nuts that have shells that are easily breakable. Like this, you have nuts like walnuts and almonds and other such things where the shell is very different, and hazelnuts where the shell is very difficult to break. But then you have these kinds of nuts. The shell is much easier to break, and therefore they're considered more valuable. Therefore they're considered something cautious. The pastures, because you know, you buy them and you can more easily break them open and eat them. You don't have to go smash them with a nutcracker or whatever. Anyways, two meanings of perach. Then it's the name of a place, so it means that they're soft shelled nuts. The second one, Rimone Bodon. The second one is pomegranates from Bodon. Here, everybody agrees that Bodon is the name of a place. So the pomegranates from there were very high quality. The third thing, the chavias stumas, sealed barrels of wine. So only when they're sealed do they have a chashivus. Once they're opened up, then they lose that. Chavias also means they have to be large barrels. So large barrels of wine are kosher, and therefore they're not bottled. Next, the chilfei trodin. The next one is the So when we talk about chovius stumus, by the way, what are they? What's contained within the barrels? So Tosfos discusses it. It doesn't necessarily need to be wine. Because again, if it was wine, conceivably you could sell it to goyim minus the value of what's osur. And again, then the goy is not going to resell it to a yid, because no yid is going to buy wine from a goy knowing that the goy handled it. However, Tosfos says we could be talking about these barrels contain oil or apple cider or something, and those things are not osur if a goy handles them. So now there's the concern that he may resell them to a yid. Okay, so that's chovius stumus. So the chilfei trodin. The next one is now. So when we're saying over here, we're talking about Ola and Kalaya Kerem. Tosfos also points out if in fact the barrels contain Yain Nesach, then they might be osur. They might actually be osur and everything else bana, even if they're open, then you still have Avodah Zarah and Yain Nesach. Therefore, we mean real Yain Nesach, not just Stam Yainam, is a very severe Avera, and therefore we would say you can't even sell it minus the value of Avodah Zarah. Minus the value of the Yain Nesach. But here we're talking about that it's only a matter of Orlo Kalaya Kerem, so therefore it's only an issue when the barrels are sealed. Next, the Chilfei Trodin. Then you have leaves of Trodin. Trodin are beets. In modern Hebrew, Kered means spinach, but there is actually the Orach HaSholem suggests that that's what it means in the Gemara over here as well. But Rishonim seem to understand that Trodin is beets. In any case, the leaves of them are extremely chashur, and people sell them by number. The kilche kruv, and then stalks or heads of cabbage. Now the Gemara tells us in Ksubas that back in the day in Eretz Yisrael they would grow extremely large, they would grow gigantic. So therefore those things are particularly chosher. Different explanation is kilchei kruv means, in other words, that means you have regular cabbage, where you have a head of cabbage and you have the center of it is not particularly important, but here you have kilchei kruv would be that just the center of it, or the stalk of it alone, is extremely choshu and is not batal. Next, with glass yavonis, then you have Greek squash, so it's a variety of squash or gourd or whatever that's native to Greece or that grows widely in Greece, and that kind of thing is considered extremely important. All these things then are sold mostly or exclusively by number. Rabbi Akiva Moshe Akikris Shabbal Abayis. Rabbi Akiva also adds that also loaves of bread that are baked by a balabayis, by a private person. So they're big and important as opposed to ones that are sold by a baker, which are smaller and more standardized and whatever. So now the Mishnah finishes off. Now, of these things, so we said Ola and Kalaya Kerem. Now consider, Ola applies only to trees. Kalaya Kerem, the issur of Kalaya Kerem, applies to vines, to grapevines, and it applies to the grain or vegetables or herbs that were grown near them. So of this list over here, not all of them can be, most of them, probably none of them, there are very few of them that can be, there are very few of them that can be both Orla and Kalaya Kerem. Because, for example, the perech nuts, however we define perech, the point is, they're nuts, they grow on a tree. So there's no issue of Kalaya Kerem with them. The potential issue with them is Orla. The same thing, the pomegranates are badam. There's no problem growing pomegranates in a vineyard. The problem is that the pomegranates may be from an Orla tree, and so forth. So the Mishnah finishes off fine. Haroyla, Orla, Orla, whichever of the things on this list of six or seven items are subject to Orla, then Orla. Then we're talking about where the issur is because of Orla, such as the nuts and the pomegranates and so forth. The ones that are suitable to be osur from Kalaya Kerem, then we're talking about the issur is Kalaya Kerem, namely the beet leaves and the cabbage and whatever, those kinds of things. Orla is not relevant to them because Orla applies only to trees. But on the other hand, you plant these things in a vineyard, they're going to be osur. So these are the things that are osur because of Kalaya Kerem. Okay, having quoted that Mishnah now, So having quoted that Mishnah, now Tosfos actually brings from the Yerushalmi on this Mishnah that says that the Mishnah should have also mentioned Haroi L'Truma, Truma, that the, whichever of these things is relevant to Truma, then also you say they can't be bottled. And the answer is, in the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi gives the answer, because what do you mean, Haroi L'Truma? All of them are subject to Truma. Some Daraisa, some Darabanan, but every one of these things is something that grows from the ground, a product of something that grows from the ground, and therefore Truma is relevant. Tosfos gives another answer because the Mishnah is also saying they have to be burnt, and they're not, and then the fact is that doesn't apply to Truma. Even if you're going to say they're not bottle, fine, all that means is you have to sell the entire mixture to a Kohen, but you don't have to burn them unlike Orla and Kilayachetim. And then in addition, Tosfos says the Tana of this Mishnah may hold that when do we say these things are so choshev, they're not bottle, maybe you need two factors. Number one, they're davarshu b'minyan, they're things that are counted, as we're discussing over here. And number two, they're isur hana, there are things that are also b'hana. So when it comes to truma, you don't have, they're not, the fact is, they're not going to be, they are davarshu b'minyan, but it's not also b'hana, because truma is not also b'hana, which means you have to sell the whole mixture to a kohen. Anyway, having forwarded all of that, the Itmar Allah, so now we have a discussion, what is the correct Gyusa of that Mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan, I'm an Eshra, Dr. Limonis, Shaninu, Rabbi Yochanan says the correct wording of the Mishnah in Rabbi Meir's statement is Eshra, Dr. Limonis. So anything which everybody sells by number. So he says that these bundles of tiltum, which we originally talked about, people always sell them by number. But if you have things that sometimes are sold by number, but sometimes are sold just in the aggregate, then Rameo would not hold that those are not bottled, and he would hold those are able to be bottled 1 in 200. The Yerushalmi actually lists that Rabbi Yochanan says there are actually 10 things according to the Meir. You have the 6 things that the Chachamim listed, which Rabbi Meir does agree on, and then he adds 4 more that are mentioned in the Mishnayos there in Orla, a garment that was dyed with shells with peels of Orla. A person took wool from a bechor and wove it into a garment. Kodshibedek Kodshim, whether Kodshibedek Abayis or Kodshim is there, and these bundles of tiltum. So all of them are sold exclusively by number. Nobody ever sells these things in the aggregate. Tosfos on Amud Aleph talks about cases where we can talk about as far as Avodah Zarah, as far as the issue of Avodah Zarah, we can find that all the various things that it says that are also by Avodah Zarah and are never bottled, you can find where each of them has a hashivos like that because they're always sold by number or they're chatichot or they scabbard or other considerations like that. Anyway, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the version is es shadak limonis, anything which is exclusively sold by number. The question is on Rabbi Yochanan from our Mishnah, why are the animals not bottled, given that animals are not always sold by number? Rav Shimon ben Lakish, I'm a kol shadak limonis shenenu. Rish Lakish's version of the Mishnah is that kol shadak limonis, anything which is regularly sold by number, even if it's not exclusively sold by number, even if sometimes you have people who sell them in the aggregate. Tosfos is Shanim in a different Gemara, one of the Gemaras in Shas, where it brings this thing and discusses this matter of Bittul, discusses how Rish Lakish knows that Rav Meir says that, and he explains, because since Rav Meir mentions the Chavilei Tiltum, and then says, Kol Shadarka Limonis, that means we're not just talking about Chavilei Tiltum, we're talking about anything which is regularly sold by number. So according to Rish Lakish, it doesn't have to be that it's exclusively sold by number. As long as most of the time it's sold by number, then that's reason for it not to be bottled. Well, according to Rish Lakish, then, in other words, now, on the face of it, they're only arguing within Rav Meir's opinion, and the halacha is not necessarily like Rav Meir. According to both of them, it would be the Chachamim would hold that only things that are sold the minyan. So the question would really be then in Or Gemara, the question would be on Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Rav Meir. How would Rav Meir understand it? That said, the Ramban explains that actually Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing also within the Chachamim's opinion. So the mayor would hold anything that people sell the minion after the chum say only those six things, but other things that are sold even the minion are bottle or can be bottle according to the Birchen and according to the Shlokish, even if people even as long as people usually sell it by number but not exclusively. So then, in other words, so according to that, then they're arguing about the Chachamim's opinion as well. He says that it means that it's kol shadakul limonis, anything which is generally sold by number, even if not exclusively. So now, hanichal reshlokish, so according to reshlokish, it's easy to understand then why in our Mishnah the animals are not bottle, because animals are often sold by number, even if not exclusively. But what are you going to say according to Rabbi Yochanan? Animals are not always sold by minyan. Sometimes they're sold in the aggregate. And therefore, why in our Mishnah should we say that the animals are not bottle? Why should we not say that the animals are bottle? So we'll continue tomorrow, Beis Hashem, and the Gemara will explain why in this case there can't be, why the different opinions on the subject, and say whether in fact there is any possibility of, whether there is any possibility that there are some opinions that say that the animals of our Mishnah could in fact be bottle. So we'll continue that tomorrow, Beis Hashem.